with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Oh my goodness, hello, how are you? Welcome along to Breakfast Roll, it's Cooper Nuda, how are you?
Good, you sounded a little bit Canadian there at the start.
Did I?
Oh, hello, yeah, you did, whatever way you were talking there now. Oot and a boot, yep.
It's a difficult accent to do, I guess. I've never tried.
Yeah, it is a difficult accent to do. Yeah, my brother has one now, but it's okay when he comes home.
Go on, you can see it. Beat it out of him.
Beat it out of him, yeah. What are you doing coming home saying the word vacation? It's on holidays. Holidays, not vacation. Wait. And he says, I got a ton of emails. You didn't get a ton of emails. You got a load of them. Not a ton. God's sake.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to appreciate, he's used to talking like that and he had to adapt to talk like that so people where he's living understand him then.
No, he should be making them understand over there. Holidays means vacation.
My sister's the same though.
No, your sister says thank you.
Thank you.
I'm like, it's thanks. T-A-N-X. I've never doubled down on disappearing that H.
Garamila Mahagut.
Garamila Mahagut. Did I tell you I was speaking Irish? I was doing a gig recently.
You did, Joe. Was that at the gig that we were doing?
No, I was doing a corporate event.
Oh,
and
it
was for an American company. And there was a food name in the thing, and I called them Milchon instead of food. Told them that that's what was the name for food in Irish. So I'm like, Cade Mead Fáilte, such and such Milchon, Cúnas Borog is calling by you. Last drink's now being ordered at the bar.
Right.
And when you get one, make sure you ask for a big creamy one, because that's how you ask for a Guinness.
So you lie to them, you lie to the tourists.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta do it.
You're a liar. You're full of shite.
They love the little bit of diddly eye, you know what I mean?
You're full of the old caca, aren't you? I have to pee.
All right, Una's gone to pee, and while she does that, here's our survey says.
Producer Donald, as I live and breathe, what did you drop?
That was loud,
Una.
What?
What did you drop?
Let me check. Hold on. Oh yeah. Oh my my sparkling water and my cookies.
Oh,
what cookies have you got with you?
Certain cookies, a chocolate chip.
All right, Olivia Rodrigo, what's going on over there?
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo, give us some cookies. Give us a cookie.
No. All sorry.
Right. Fair. Wow. Noted, everybody.
No, but do you want a cookie? You won't eat it anyway, if I gave it to you.
Why?
Because you're watching your figure, you told me.
Not as close as you're watching the vending machine in the gym, love. Right.
Yeah, I'd have to go to the gym for that to happen.
This is true.
Yeah.
Producer Donald.
Yes, my statistics.
You're the ones with sippy cider.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it, yeah. My statistics today. 28% of people say this happened in a restaurant and they kept quiet about it.
Ooh.
What is it?
Okay, this should be good. All right. 087-110-2107 is that they didn't charge you for your bottle of grape juice.
Oh, yeah, they forget to, and then you go, I'm not reminding them. Yeah.
Oh, you have to remind them. Good.
No, you don't. It's not your fault they forgot to put
something. Well, Una, you're the one who said to me the other day, I never check my receipts.
What?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you never check your receipts.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's like an admin headache. My brain just doesn't goes around and around and around. I can't cope with it.
I hate when you have to split a bill and they give you the bill and everybody's to sit there with pens
doing the maths.
Oh, the Revolut wars begin.
Yeah.
And then Susan is like, well, I didn't have a cappuccino at the end, so take that
175. €175. Why are you paying that for someone? Because Susan wanted one.
Well, Susan didn't want it. Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But why, if it was just one person had, you know, you would all pay for it. You wouldn't just say, well, Susan, you had a cappuccino, so that's an extra €350 to you. You would just split it evenly.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I'm never going for dinner with you. You'd be there with your Sum It Up machine. He has a Sum It Up machine, you know. He made me Sum It Up before.
Sum Up.
Sum Up.
Yeah.
Sums up what you know about anything. Una, I have a company, so I need to be able to get paid from people.
Oh, I have a company. Look at me. What kind of company you got?
What do you mean? What do I do for a living, Una? What do I do for
a
living?
Talk to me.
And?
And everyone else.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, you're a top DJ.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So in order to get paid, you have to that'll be in the post. I'm like, no, you can tap right now. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, technology's made my life a lot easier. Anyway.
It's not the answer.
What was the question? Because Una's derailed this whole conversation. Again, Una's just like, sorry, excuse me, can I make this about me?
Sum it up.
I didn't make it about me, you did.
You are now. All right, okay, what is it?
28% of people say this happened in a restaurant and they kept quiet about it. What is it?
They found a hair in their food.
Yo.
Oh, Oh yeah, good guess. No, it's not the answer. No. Ooh, yeah.
Cake.
That means that the chef likes you. That's all it is.
Why is that?
It's like, I'll leave it here for you so that we can meet because I like you.
Ew. Yeah.
All right, no, that's not it. I'm joking. All right, 087-110-2107. The question is...
28% of people said this happened in a restaurant and they kept quiet about it. What is it?
Producer Donald for our survey says this morning...
Today, I'm asking 28% of people say this happened in a restaurant and they kept quiet about it. What is it?
Okay, that you were overcharged and you're just like, zip it, just leave us.
No, it's not the answer. But you wouldn't say, oh, sorry. Oh, no, yeah, overcharged.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you tell them you've been overcharged. Oh, it's only if you're undercharged, you go, oh, yeah, no, don't say anything.
Or if you got food poisoning and you didn't report it back to the... Are you meant to report that back to the restaurant if you get food poisoning?
I think so. You should do, yeah. Okay. Like our boss the other day, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, that's not the answer then. 087-110-2107.
Is it that they set a cushion on fire and managed to put it out without anyone watching?
Oh, there's a personal experience happening here.
Well, that's from Tina, but yes, that happened to me before in a French restaurant in Dublin. It was very embarrassing. They did see me because I held the menu when I was looking at the menu up against the candle by accident, and then it went up in flames, and then I got scared, so I got to put a cushion against it, and the little tassels on the cushion managed to catch fire as well. So my friend ended up having to put it out. It was pandemonium.
We got out of Galway alive on Friday.
Yeah.
By the skin of our teeth.
Literally.
Because of this one wasn't let near. They have these LED candles now on tables, which were brought in because of Una's.
Because of Una's, yeah.
Is that it?
It's not it, no.
Okay. All right. Keep your guesses coming out. 087-110-2107.
28% of people say this happened in a restaurant and they kept quiet about it. What is it?
Here we are now today trying to figure out what a server says, producer Donald.
28% of people say this happened in a restaurant and they kept quiet about it. What is it?
Getting a hair in your food. Lorraine in Sligo.
Hair in your food.
A few people must have got hairs in the food. It's not the answer, no. Good guess though, Lorraine.
Did you ever get an animal in your food that's not meant to be there?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Should remember, we were in Boston and Lisa got there was a moth in her salad. Like her Caesar salad started moving.
Oh, was it a big moth? Like,
yeah, it was huge.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it had just flown in there though, and it wasn't anything to do with the chef. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
But we sent it back. They took the moth away and gave us back the same salad.
Okay, that's fair.
I had a fly baked into one of my fries as well, so you know.
Lovely.
These things happen, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but it's cooked and it's protein, should look good. Yeah, it's
good.
That is
all right, we need to get the answer.
The answer is 28% of people say that they were given the wrong order in a restaurant and they just ate it anyway to go along with it.
You've done that, Cooper.
It happened to me on Friday after breakfast. I thought I ordered a vegan breakfast and then what came out?
A shakshuka. And I even said to you, that's a lovely shakshuka. And you were like, what is this?
I don't know what he's talking about. But yeah, it was a shakshuka. It was delicious because I looked it up because I wanted to see how to make it.
But you didn't order it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think she misheard me because I ordered a vegan breakfast, but then I also said, can I get two poached eggs? Yeah. She probably went,
okay.
Okay.
Oh my, the poached eggs were so good.
They were so good.
Such a good breakfast, yes. Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
And she's back again. You all right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're not rolling, are we?
Yeah, of
no,
course.
No, don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. I'm coming in.
Yeah, how are you doing? Was that fun?
I did, yeah.
You look like a sense of relief.
A sense of relief. I was busting it at one stage. I was like, if I laugh anymore now, something's going to come out here. So I better go.
I would have been funnier.
What? If I'd peed myself during the podcast? You absolute weirdo. Oh my God, El Creepo over there.
Oh my God.
Ha ha, do a wee una. Funny.
We did do a thing and that was Rhyme It This Morning with Lynn. She was good fun.
Oh my God, so much fun in her situationship on the ship. Her ship situation. Ship, yeah.
Let's have a listen to see how Lynn got on.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Playing this morning, let's go to Lynn. Good morning, Lynn, how are you?
Hi, Lynn.
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, thanks very much. So, Kamira, apparently you're in a bit of a situationship at the moment. How's that going?
Well, it's a situationship. So, he's out at sea at the moment. He's about 400 kilometres off the northwest coast of Donegal.
So he's a fisherman.
He's a fisherman. He's a fisherman.
I thought he lived in a lighthouse.
No. So no. He cast his rod and reeled you in, Lynn.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, it's a situationship. I don't know about that, but we'll wait and see.
Where'd you meet him?
It's a long game.
Was it on Plenty of Fish?
Hey!
No, it was at a singles Christmas party.
Oh. So, does he have big muscles? Hey, muscles.
He does, actually. Yeah, everywhere.
And how did you guys hook up?
Well, I met him the evening and then we met the night after.
Oh, very nice.
And I've seen him a couple of times since, but because he's away so often for long stretches, for about 6 weeks at a time.
Does he look like the new Captain Birdseye? You know, he's always a bit sexy.
No.
Listen, absence makes the heart grow.
He's a bit sexy, but he doesn't look like the new Captain Birdseye.
Shove this fish down your gob. Okay. Okay, cool. All right, well, listen, thanks so much for coming on and playing Rhyme Us. The rules are very simple and straightforward. You know what they are. We'll explain them for anybody who hasn't heard it yet. We'll give you a word. You've got to answer every question with a word that rhymes with that word. All right?
Okay.
All right.
We're not squidding around. Sorry, that joke was carp.
Una, you're dreadful.
I know. Listen, Lynn. I've had my fun. Right.
Okay. I'm going to put you on a boat and push you out to sea. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. I've had a quit this. Okay, right. Here we go.
My God. Somebody please close the tab that says fish puns in front of Una.
Okay, right. So, are we ready to go?
Will you come on?
What?
Yeah, see, that's how bad they are.
No, mine was way better than that. Okay, right, it's official. We're starting. Okay.
Oh, my God, get out. Stop playing this, get out.
No. Okay, your word today, Lynn, is lass. L-A-S-S, lass. Like lass, like, you know, the way, all right, lass, someone might say to you. Somewhere.
Lass, L-A-S-S.
Yeah. You know, like a fisherman would say to you, hello, lass. How are you, lass? What's going on, lass? All right, you ready to play?
No, oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. L-A-S-S or L-A-F-S?
No, L-A-S-S, lass.
Oh, S-S.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, your 30 seconds start now.
I married someone I went to school with who was in my what?
Class.
When you want the ball, you shout for the what?
Class.
A hardy animal with long ears and a small... If someone is funny, you'd say they're what?
Laugh.
A slang word for a high-ranking police officer.
Pass.
I'm retaking my driving test. This time I hope to what?
Pass.
I woke up late on Sunday, so I missed what?
Math.
A type of fish.
Pass.
I love the instruments in this section of the orchestra.
Time. When is that? Seven. Wowzers. Go on, Lynn. You got seven. That's a good way to start the week off with. That's really good. We got there in the end after those terrible puns.
Oh, it went swimmingly.
Una kept casting upon us.
Oh, there you go. Look, yeah.
And it did not go swimmingly.
No, it
did go swimmingly, Lynn. You got seven, which is really good. Now, which one did you not get? A slang word for a high-ranking police officer. A brass.
Brass. Top brass.
Brass. Top brass. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
And you got everything else, I think.
Yeah.
Good
so going. Did you, are you sure you didn't get, is that not eight then?
No, it's...
It was seven.
Okay, I stand corrected. Sorry, Lynn, I'm trying to get you an extra and I thought you got eight, but they're saying seven.
It's fine.
That's fine.
Let's keep going. Let's keep trucking on here now. So, Una, have you anything to say about all the fish puns that you read out there?
But have I anything to say about the fish puns that I read out of there? What do you mean?
Any apology?
Yeah.
Why do I have to apologise for fish puns?
They were terrible.
Why stop? Oh, my God.
Lynn, you are currently the highest score of your... Score is not bet by the end of the week. You will win the contents of Una's drawers. Who knows what's in there?
Fantastic.
Probably a fish pun joke, probably.
Because that would be Captain Birdseye.
Yeah, but they'd be good to have now with your new situationship, you know.
My situationship, yeah. Well, fingers crossed, I'm playing the long game, so we'll wait and see.
Excellent, good.
Excellent.
All right, cheers, Lynn. Bye.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. There you go. If you'd like to play our game called Rhyme It, that is how you play. Are you on my team?
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
If you would like to have a go at playing Rhyme It, if you reckon you can beat that score, you know what to do. You can send us a message, Rhyme It, with your name, 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest. Somebody's in the friend zone.
Oh, poor Tom. Poor Tom is in the friend zone and he doesn't want to be in the friend zone.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are thinking that Tom is El Creepo himself, like you. That he's a creep.
Why am I
because
the creep?
He's been friends with this girl for so long, for years and years and years, but he's always been in love with her. He's listened to her talk about all her boyfriends and he's given her advice. There's a bit of a bang of creepy off it.
He could be just maybe didn't have an ounce of confidence as well to actually.
Oh, there you go. Have to make it all deep and meaningful now, don't you? There you have to lower it all. There you go. With your big, deep and meaningful head on you.
Well, I didn't want to make you laugh just in case something happened. Anyway, this is the reaction that we got from Tom this morning.
Get it off your chest. If there's something that you're thinking, I need to get something off my chest, I need to have a little bit of a rant about something, we want to hear about it because we love a good rant. We love somebody going on about something, and we'll try and solve it for you. If we can't, you'll listen, we get to discuss something at the end of the day. So 087-1102-107 if you want to rant.
Hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because it's honestly wrecking me. My best friends with this girl, but I've been in love with her for years.
Oh.
And she has no idea. I've sat through all her relationships, listened to every story, gave her advice on lads who don't treat her right, always thinking one day she'd realised I've been there this whole time. Now she's with this guy about 5 months. She's constantly complaining about him to me, but now he's proposed. And she said yes, even though she's told me she's not sure it's what she wants. I feel like I'm about to lose her for good and I don't know what to do. Do I finally tell her how I feel and risk everything or stay quiet and regret it forever? I'm completely stuck. I don't know what to do. And let's call him Tom.
Tom, why haven't you said anything to this girl in the first place?
Tom, you are firmly in the friend zone and I feel that this is where you will always stay.
I wonder if anyone ever been in that friend zone and always had the thoughts that they've like really loved somebody and fallen in love, hoping that the person might pick up on the, you ready for it? I'm going to use this word, vibes. And they just haven't. Are people that unaware to when somebody is in love with them? Be like, if somebody's willing to do so much for them and listen to them and go out of their way for them, that they're not picking up, you know, what they're putting down.
But I think that because of that situation, that person has a role in their life and they're just kind of going to be pigeonholed into that. Like, this is my fella friend and he gives me advice on the boys that I go out with. So there's obviously, and I don't mean to be mean, Tom, but you know, there may not be a spark from her side. And also, if you told her, she could be like, okay, if you've been in love with me for years and listening to all my problems about other men, why didn't you just come and say it then? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like if he says it to her, then maybe like, you know, when she goes to get married, like on the day and he's there as her, you know, her one of her bridesmaids, whatever, and he's there. And then like, does anybody have any objections to this? And he thinks to himself, well, in the movies, this works out.
Yeah.
It's like, I object. And everyone's just like, shut up, Tom.
No, with popcorn. Go on, Tom. Go on, Tom. Imagine.
You ever actually been to a wedding where somebody says, I object?
No,
I object.
Never.
No, I mean, never. Either. I think, do they just say it out of kind of like tradition or something? Or,
just out of tradition, yeah.
Yeah, for the crack. 087-1102-107. I think Tom, though, needs to, me personally, I think he needs to probably say it to him. Unless...
say it to her.
Yeah, say it to her that...
Do you know what? Like, okay, let's look at this. They've only been together 5 months. This girl and her new fella, and she's constantly complaining about him.
Mm.
Why has she said yes to marrying him? That's worrying.
Yeah, well, maybe. Oh, yeah, I suppose. Well, there's people.
There's a lot to unpack in this one.
There is.
Okay, let's tell Tom, 087-1102-107. Tom, you is in the F zone, and I'm afraid that is where you're going to stay, my friend.
The friend zone.
Yeah.
Okay, but also Tom doesn't want to go through the rest of his life thinking, what if?
What if, yeah.
Get it off your chest. Tom is having a bit of an issue. Tom's in love, but his best friend doesn't know it. And she's off to get married, isn't she?
Yeah, so it's his female best friend, and he's been in love with her for years. But now she is getting married to this lad she's only known 5 months. And Tom is kind of worried because she's giving out about this guy to him. And she says she's not really sure. But also, Tom's biggest worry is that he is in love with her and he's frightened that he's going to lose her for good.
Okay.
Now, Emma and Nace has been in touch.
Hey, Emma.
She says, I'm sorry, but Tom sounds like a bit of a creep. Hanging around this poor girl for years, listening to all her woes. The only reason being he wants to be with her himself, so it's all for selfish reasons. He's not a good friend, Emma and Nace. Sorry
That's
about that, Tom.
That's a bit harsh. I don't think he's a creep. It's like he's a friend to her.
Sorry, Tom, but I kind of get it. While he's only being a friend to her because he's in love with her.
Doesn't mean it's the only reason.
Yeah. I'm confused. Like, so it's like, if he didn't like her, he wouldn't be a friend with her. Do you know what I mean?
What?
Like, why would you be friends with somebody you didn't like? Like if you didn't like somebody, I don't mean like sexually or romantically.
He says he's in love with her.
So he's fallen in love with her, or was he always in love with her?
No, he says he's always been in love with her. I'm best friends with this girl, but I've been in love with her for years. Yeah, and she has no idea. He says, I've sat through all her relationships, listened to every story, gave her advice on lads who don't treat her right, always thinking one day she'd realise I've been there the whole time. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, Tom, I think that's wishful thinking. Well, no, as in, like, he needs to fess up. He needs to say it to her.
Okay, what are you saying? 0871 102 107.
Good morning, Cooper and Una. I hope you're both well. I think Tom should just tell her.
Oh.
Just say it to her, Tom, because you'll probably save her a lot of heartache in the long run. And plus, she probably already really knows, because I think women, we know when a bloke really likes us. So I have a feeling she knows.
Do you know if a bloke really likes you? Like, do you usually pick up what they're putting down?
Sometimes.
I'd be surprised if you did now.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be surprised if I what? If I did. Yeah. Why?
You don't notice normal things.
I don't notice normal things, but I'm good with vibes.
Like, you get confused with a door when it says push. You're trying to pull it open. Do you know what I mean?
That's not true.
You know it is.
When I was younger, my husband and I would have grown up together. And he would have liked me. Very much. No, I knew it, but we drifted apart. We kind of grew up, drifted apart, friends, whatever. We drifted apart, but we met again. Then we reconnected. Then again in our early 30s, and we're now married with a son. And we often spoke about our teenage years. And I knew he liked me, and he did ask me out once. I think when we were about 18 or 19, and I said to him no, because I was kind of young and I wanted to just see the world a little, you know. So, yeah. So she does know. I have a feeling she knows that he likes her, and I think you should just tell her. Just save her all the heartache, Tom. Just tell her. Just tell her.
Cool. Thank you very much. 087-1102-107.
Well, if she does know, she's not making a move to be like, okay, listen, I know you fancy me. So if that was the case and she fancied him back.
Yeah. Then it'd be in a different situation.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she's just completely oblivious to maybe he's not putting up the I really like you vibes, and he's just been
a good friend.
Yeah. Tom needs to change his approach, maybe. Well, it's a bit late for that now. She's getting married to a bloke who she met 5 months ago.
Yeah, I think, Tom, you need to talk to her about that.
Get it off your chest this morning. Poor lad, Tom. He fell in love.
He fell in love with his friend, who's his girl best friend, and he says he's been in love with her for years, and she has no idea. He's set through all her relationships, listened to every story, gave her advice to lads who don't treat her right, always thinking one day she'd realise that he was the one who's been there for the whole time. Now she's with this guy for 5 months, he's proposed, she said yes, and Tom is freaking out.
This new guy obviously knew what he was up to. Yeah.
5 months. But apparently, so she's been giving out about this new guy to Tom, but she's still getting married with him. Ash and Mayo has been in touch. She says, Tom should play You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift under her window, or grow a pair and man up and tell her.
Get the Bluetooth speaker out.
Aw, romantic.
Yeah.
Old school.
Be really embarrassing if you were standing in our garden outside your Bluetooth speaker and it was like, Bluetooth cannot connect.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn it.
And also, it could give her the ick massively.
Really? Is that not really nice?
I don't know. I don't know this girl, but it could.
Would it give you the ick?
Would it give me the ick?
Yeah.
No.
There you go, Nick. Damn it. All right. Keep your WhatsApps coming. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. If you'd like to get anything off your chest, you're thinking, you know what? I'd love to get something off your chest. Could be a little bit of fun as well. 087-1102-107. We'd love to get your messages in.
So Tom says he's best friends with this girl, but he's fallen in love with her. He's been in love with her for years.
Yeah.
And she comes to him with all her problems about different fellas that she's seeing, and he gives her advice. And now her current beau, who she's been with for 5 months, has asked her to marry him. Mm. And she said yes. And Tom's freaking out because he's like, firstly, she's given out about this guy. I don't like the sound of him. And secondly, you know, he's frightened he's going to lose her for good. And he's all like, what am I going to do?
Does he tell her? Does he not tell her? Many questions need to be answered here.
Maybe she's given out to Tom about this new fella because she wants Tom to step in and admit his feelings for her. You never know.
Oh, she's testing Tom.
Oh, yes.
That's a different angle on it.
Completely. That's an out-of-the-box angle.
It's a mean angle to the guy who's just proposed and she's just said yes, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but imagine if it was true.
This girl says
Tom's dreams come true.
Yeah, but this girl, she's playing with everyone's emotions then, isn't she? She's like a cat with a mouse. Do you know what I mean? Just keeps playing with it. Keeps playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps, yeah.
Firstly, I don't think Tom is a creep. I think that's really an unfair statement. They probably started out as friends and he fell in love with her over time. To be honest, I feel like if she does know, then maybe she's the creep, because if she knows how much he cares about her and she has come to him with every relationship problem, that's like torturing the poor guy. Like, that's really, really unfair. In terms of what does he do? Well, he's afraid he's going to lose her anyway. So, I mean, if he thinks that's a likelihood, then what has he got to lose in telling her how he feels?
Well, I don't know.
I think that's the general consensus. Fiona says, tell her so you don't also spend the rest of your life waiting on someone who may not want you so that you can move on. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, because if it's not going to work out with that person, you do need to move on.
Especially if he's wasted years and years being in love with this girl and being afraid to tell her. And now she's getting married. Oh, no, Tom. You definitely rip it off like a plaster. Just tell her.
My heart breaks from... Do you know what I mean? Because, like, I really feel sorry for Tom. But there is, when you said earlier on, there was somebody that sent in the message saying it was a bit creepy that he was hanging around for years. And
yeah, I kind of get that as well. Stephen's been in touch. He said, why not make a film about it? Oh, someone already has.
My best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
All right, keep your messages coming. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning, Nuna.
Tom's in love with his best pal. He's been in love with her for years. He's listened to every story, given her advice on fellas who don't treat her right, etc. He's always been there for her, but now she's been seeing this guy for 5 months. He's proposed. She said yes, even though she's always given out about this guy to Tom. Tom was like, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose her forever. Do I come clean? And there's been a mixed reaction. A lot of people thinking that, yeah, he needs to fess up because he just needs to know so he can move on with life. But other people saying that he's a little bit creepy. He's been just in the background for all these years and not saying anything and listening to her problems while in his own head going, I love you, 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 I love you.
When you say it like that.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Sorry. Okay, 087-1102-107.
Good morning, guys. I think that Tom should just fess up. Should tell her how he feels, because it will save himself a whole lot of heartache. Even if it means that he's not her best friend anymore and they have to, like, I don't know how she may feel after it, and she may say that, you know, she doesn't want to have him as a friend anymore. So I don't know how that would go, but they say that distance makes the heart grow fonder. You never know, after a while she may think, wow, Tom was actually really good to me, and then feelings may start from there. But yeah, it definitely doesn't sound like a healthy relationship to be just in love with somebody but not telling them and seeing them with somebody else. And he also has to tell her that you don't just date somebody for 5 months and agree to marry them, especially if you've been giving out about them. So he should tell her how he feels, and he should also tell her that she shouldn't marry this guy after 5 months.
Especially if she's giving out about him.
Yeah, 100%. That is just wild.
So many difficult decisions to make here, Tom.
Lauren says she knows he's in love with her. She's just keeping him there for the validation. Huh?
Do you reckon?
No, I don't think so.
But what validation, though? It doesn't make it... I don't
know. I don't think so. I think that she thinks that he's her best friend.
Do you reckon maybe she's thinking that, all right, this other guy's come along and he's proposed and it's kind of like, oh, he'll do. And she's looking to settle down. And maybe Tom's there as a backup if he doesn't work out.
Oh,
or am I overthinking that?
Backup isn't good. Someone else has just got in touch and said she already knows and is ignoring it. He needs to move on. Okay. Yeah, so a lot of people are of the opinion that she knows that Tom is in love with her and is just kind of like keeping him there.
My heart breaks for Tom.
Yeah, Tom, it's a tough one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Thanks for all the messages. 0871 102 107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
So we wrapped up Tom's situation, probably didn't have an answer for him, but we then got into a different situation that you were having an issue with, and that was your bra.
My bra, oh my God, and girls, you all know it. When you go out in the morning and you're wearing the wrong bra, if it's just, let's just say you're out, lacy, pinchy bra that, you know, you'll put up with for a night out because, you know, it's kind of sexy and it makes you feel all sexy and it goes nice with all your sexy clothes and you feel all cute and stuff and you're out dancing, but you forget about it. But when you're at work, you can feel every last lacy pinching zippy touch and it just makes you feel like you want to explode and bust out of it. Well, that's the way I felt today.
This is where I think a little bit of cleverness could come with this, and that could be where you could design a bra, which is, I'm just fidgeting with it now, where you could design a comfy bra which is also lacy and sexy or whatever way you want to have
it. Oh my God, so many million companies, do you not think they're doing that already?
Oh, are they?
They're pretending. And because it's either like it's either going to be comfy or sexy. You don't really get both because there's the whole underwire thing, which is super annoying. And it's not good for you either to be wearing underwires, but you have to wear the underwires to keep them up and to stand to attention. Know what I mean?
You don't
wear
anything.
Yeah, because the older you get, the more they don't want to stand to attention.
Really?
Well, they want to be at ease. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They want to get down.
Heading down south to the land of the pines. That's what the girls want to do, right? So anyway, what was I saying? Comfortable bras, uncomfortable. It's a choice. It is a choice. And I would love to have a sexy, comfortable bra. And I just don't. You have to choose. You choose.
I think there's definitely something that where you can actually team up with a bra company and make it happen.
But they'll already have said, we have made it happen. Why don't you go do a bit of research? You go out there and you find me a sexy yet comfortable bra. That's a challenge for you to do. That's a good challenge for you. Going to all the lingerie shops, talking to the huns, talking about the bras and all the different things. Oh my God, I'm going to take the boss now.
Challenge accepted. All right, here's Una's.
Pervert, you'd be like Dougal in the bra shop.
I give you an idea, then you throw it back, you should do it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. And then you're just like, you pervert.
What are we going around looking at feeling all the bras? Ooh, look at this one over here. Anyway, yeah, I'm saying it to the boss now immediately.
Yeah, okay, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Bra pervert.
This is Una. Talking about her bra on the actual radio.
Are you all right today, Una? You're a bit out of sorts.
Yeah, I am. You know what? There's just something off. And I couldn't put my finger on it, okay? I just haven't been feeling right. Like, I feel like I'm trapped.
Oh, God.
Locked up.
Talk to me.
Encaged.
Oh, dear. Maybe I don't want to know anymore.
Then it hit me. It hit me, Cooper.
What is it?
I'm wearing a very uncomfortable bra.
Okay. I didn't sign up for this.
I didn't leave my outfit out last night like I normally do for the day ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
So this morning I just kind of pulled stuff out of the drawers and I didn't hit the jackpot.
Lying to me. It's a Lidl bag.
My Lidl bags. I didn't hit the jackpot because I pulled out one of my out bras, right? So it looks, the bra's is banging. Lovely looking bra, right? Really lovely.
I don't believe you.
But it's it's uncomfortable. It's digging into my flesh at the moment. It's pinching me. It's stifling me. It's distracting me. I feel like I'm in a hostage situation. I can't concentrate. All I can think about is the scratchy cage I'm locked up in. So I need to go home and liberate myself. Right? So there should be mandatory time off, right?
Yeah.
For any woman who comes into work through no fault of her own, she's wearing an uncomfortable bra. We need a day's recovery after something like that happens. I feel like saying, listen, boss, the girls are clocking off and I'm clocking off with them.
Oh, sorry.
Girls, I know you know. Please, have you been in this situation before? And tell me how it ruined your day, because it's ruining my day.
For somebody who doesn't wear a bra,
yeah,
I
yeah.
know
oh,
some
yeah.
people might think that maybe you should at some times. can you try and clue me? Should it not be comfortable?
What are you talking about?
Well, you just said it's not comfortable.
It's so not comfortable.
Should it not be comfortable?
What do you mean? Are they not?
I'm just trying to understand. Are they not meant to be comfortable?
Yeah, of course they're meant to be comfortable, but like, you'll take the pain sometimes for a nice looking bra. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it's a bra that fits with a certain outfit or goes with something, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's only for a couple of hours. And when you're out and you're dancing and whatever, you kind of forget about the pinching and the being locked up in the hospital situation. But when I'm in work with you, looking at you, all I can think is like, oh God, I'm trapped.
So when you're looking at me, all you can think about is the bra that you're wearing.
I need to go home and liberate myself.
What do you mean?
And fling it off. What?
What?
Yeah.
I don't know how I can help you with this. I can only suggest that maybe, yeah, you should have the right
suppose,
to go home and
like,
liberate yourself.
I do have the right, yeah. So I need to speak to the boss. There needs to be some mandatory leave for women coming in here.
Get him on the phone now.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah,
and tell him I'm wearing an uncomfortable bra and I need to go home.
Una, I've chosen this music because it's empowering, I think.
What's empowering?
This music.
Right, okay.
For the situation that you find yourself in.
Yeah,
you thought you'd share, which is fine.
Of course it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
if you missed it literally just moments ago, Una said that she's trapped, she's caged in.
I feel like I'm in a hostage situation.
Yeah.
Because I unfortunately pulled out a bra this morning that is not a comfortable bra. And it's very uncomfortable and I can't concentrate and I can't live my best life. And I just feel like there should be mandatory time off for women who are in this situation.
Yeah.
I need to go home.
Yeah. Now, you did take the liberty of sending a voice note in our group chat to our boss.
Yeah.
This is what Una said.
I'm standing up for women around the world who need to go home because of their bras.
You know, I think we should get more voice notes that we can send to our boss in
yes!
support for you.
In support,
Una.
Please. All right. Yeah, so I can go home.
Because we haven't got a response from him yet. Here we go.
Hey, boss. Just a quick one for you. I'm actually wearing my bra's very uncomfortable today.
Oh my God.
It's like really uncomfortable and I can't concentrate, so I need to go home. Yeah. So can you just let me know in a voice note if that's all good? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Could you just let me know if that's all good in a voice note? Yeah. Yeah. And then who? All right.
Sure. Brilliant. I can't concentrate. I can't even words. I can't even get them out now because of my bra. It's constricting me so much. Like a boa constrictor. What?
Did you just say I can't even words?
I can't even use my words now. It's because of the bra. Yeah. That's what it's doing. All I can focus on is the scratchy, pinchy vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you've had to go through this. It's traumatizing.
I just feel like I should be getting time in lieu first.
Time in lieu?
Yeah.
Oh, you want? Hang on. Oh. We just got a message in.
Hold on now a second.
What?
I just was wondering if any girls would like to support me and send us voice notes 087-110-207 that I could send on to the boss support of me so that he will be like, yeah, cool, go home. Okay, go on.
We did get a voice note. You ready? This is from our boss.
Right.
See your response.
Yeah, okay,
see,
cool.
Can you go home now?
Yeah.
Because your bra's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No.
Hey! Oh! This is terrible.
Yeah.
He's not supporting you, is
no,
he?
No, he's not. You
just
are
like
not
your bra.
Supportive. Oh my God. You have a duty of care, boss, and I'm uncomfortable today.
Duty of care what? Your boobs?
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Has he come back to you yet?
No. He's left me on the drop down.
Just like what happens, and that's why you need a wire.
you not allowed to say that. I can say they want to head down south to the land of the pines, but you can't say that.
That's a HR. That's a HR episode, baby.
That's a YP.
That's a YP. Your problem. Yeah.
That's the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it and enjoyed the bra discussion.
I can't believe you said I'd saggy boobs. Oh my God. Wait till I email HR about this. Saggy boobs. That's what he said I have in the workplace. My boobs are fucking majestic. How dare you say they're saggy?
Can I clip that as in every time that Una sends me a message, my boobs are
majestic. they're like Cat on Two Hill Mountain. Majestic. Something to behold.
There's only one of them.
As long as they stay up.
And it's lopsided.
Hey, they're not lopsided. They're beautiful. Okay. And I have to answer this phone call now.
Okay. All right. While Una goes and answers that phone call, you can guess the podcast. Anywhere you like, but use it on the Go Loud app. And she look at Una's still on the phone, and she's no, hello.
Hi, this is a call from Revolut. Up yours.
I need to sort out your Revolut. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, do, because it's ridiculous. So when I'm out for dinner with the girls, they're all on Revolut.
By the way, we haven't wrapped up the podcast yet. No, go.
And they're all on Revolut. I have to go to one particular friend, Anne. I have to say, Anne, okay, because I'm with her in Bank of Ireland, so she's set up as a PE.
Yeah, well, you got ZipPay now and all the banks now, so.
So what does that exactly mean? Is it like Revolut?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I can just go to anyone. Here, Zoom, that's in your account now.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay, very good. Yeah. And does it have vaults in it and things to save?
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, but you have your Summit, all right. You have your Summit up that you bring everywhere just in case anyone owes you a penny. Sorry, I don't have cash, Stephen. Oh, that's all right. I have my trusty Summit up.
Sum up,
whatever.
other payment apps are available.
Yeah.
Are you finished now?
I'm finished, yeah. I can't believe you said I'd saggy boobs. I'm going.
We keep that in. All right. All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.